Welcome to the B Show.
The B Show.
The B Show.
A wrestling podcast.
All right, it's another edition of the B Show, a wrestling podcast. Yours truly, Big Smoothie Dixon, Fancy J.
Toot toot.
What the hell was that, bro?
I'll tell you later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
I don't know.
You know who that's.
There's a toot. Okay. All right. Whatever. All right, whatever. A couple things. One, don't worry, I cleaned the booger off of the wall in the men's john. Okay.
Okay. Wait. One, thank you.
Yeah.
Two. Yeah. How?
I took Clorox wipes and I actually wiped the wall down.
Like, was it like one of those thick ones that you could feel underneath your fingernail?
Bro, it was nasty. It was like all crusted on the wall, man. It's been there for like 3 days, and I'm like, I really just gotta clean this because I'm tired of looking at it.
Joe and I have come to the conclusion it's gotta be one of the sports kids.
It's gotta be.
You think?
It's not the brother though, because I called him on it and he was in there.
Oh, Don Cheadle?
It's
because he's freaking awesome, man.
Don's a good kid.
Don?
Yeah, I don't know his real name, but I call him Don Cheadle. Because he looks just like Don Cheadle.
That's funny.
Black guys don't pick their nose in white. It's just a fact.
Listen.
It's usually like older white guys.
As we're starting the B Show today, yeah, it's a little different of a conversation. But I can't imagine peeing and digging and then wiping on the wall. Because and here's why I think it's a sales guy. Okay, because you got nice pants on, right? You got nice pants on, so you're like, man, I gotta zip and shake, and I can't put my stuff away, and I got a booger on my hand, and I got my nice pants on, and I can't get the booger on my pants, so I'm gonna wipe it on the wall. So that's my whole thought process behind it.
But you could say the same thing about jeans or shorts. Nobody wants a booger on there.
If I had to, I'm wiping it on my jeans, man.
I would just Fancy J don't pick and wipe. Urinal.
First of all, what'd you say?
You just flick it in the urinal.
Well, that too, right? That too. I don't know. Anyway.
It must have been one of those like sticky ones that stick to the finger as you're wiping it. Because when you try to flick it, but it won't come off the finger and you just keep rolling it to dry it out. I'm told that's what happens.
Oh, that's so great.
The booger bandit.
The booger bandit.
Make yourself known or we will continue to publicly shame you.
Yes.
Dixon and Smoothie will find you.
Absolutely. So I wanted to bring this up because this has been brought to my attention. And Dixon, you being one of my best friends here. And Jay Veals, you've been around me for about a year. Our man Joey claims that I'm a very disgruntled employee, and I'm just, I want to talk because I don't feel like I'm disgruntled, but, and I don't think
we
I
talking
give off.
Jay Walker?
Yeah, Jay Walker.
This is when I step out of the conversation.
No, but you shouldn't step out. But like, I'm not disgruntled. Like I'm an asshole and I'll be the first to admit that.
There's times you're grumpy. There's times I'm grumpy.
Yeah.
I think here's the thing.
I'm sitting on the chair. I should have brought a couch in and just sat on the couch today because I don't know.
I think that, I mean, Grant, I've lost like 200 pounds in 5 years, so I'm not a big imposing guy anymore.
Right.
You're still a big imposing guy.
Strong man.
I'm fat. You could just say.
You're also like a tall dude that does the strong
you
man.
You also lift a car and you know have I mean? Your wrist bracelet pop off.
Yeah, I did. That was
so you got me that's all bald-headed, long-bearded, and covered in tattoos and big car lifting guy.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Aren't necessarily the dudes that a lot of people are going to look at, and if we're not smiling, they're just going to assume.
They think we're just miserable.
Yeah. I get it all the time. And why are you so unhappy? I'm not.
Whoa. I will say something. The difference between Smoothie and Dixon is this. Dixon puts his head down and shuts up and just walks by you. Smoothie will yell some dickish shit to you just to yell dickish shit to you because he's in a mood. And he's laughing and clapping because he knows it's true.
That's the difference.
And
I will explain why I do that. Because we're smooth. Enjoys the interaction and being able to flip somebody some shit.
I would
rather the person know right from the get, I don't like you.
Yeah. Well, all right. Yeah, there's that.
Well, no, because you do like the people that you're ignoring. You just don't want to interact.
That's not true.
No,
you're
he don't like nobody.
You walk by me when you're, and we're besties.
I'm very polite to you.
Yes, that's right.
So which means you ain't besties.
Top 25.
Number 25.
Number 21, baby.
I guess here it is. I mean, and I'm not, I really do love everybody. I mean, like, well, not everybody, but I mean, I love a lot of people. I don't take nobody's shit. And I've always been taught that when I was a kid, like, you don't let anybody walk on you. And what I've learned in the business that we're in is if you give people an inch, they will destroy you.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So me being that, and I'm like, not that I won't give an inch, do you know what I'm saying? But I ain't giving you a foot. Because I know the minute that happens, you're unemployed.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it happen 100 times. So, like, so I'm like, screw it. But I'm not a reserve guy anyway.
No.
You know what I mean?
You're what I would call boisterous.
Very much so.
Vocal.
So, all right.
All right, well, here's the thing.
Okay.
Then why do you give one Fancy J shit when you don't get the producer notes the time that I say I'm going to get you the producer notes, but you get them in time for the show?
Because I love the Buster Balls.
And then you text me or email me or harass me and be like, oh, hey, dude, 4 o'clock, huh? Where's the notes?
Because I like you. You know what it is? Because I know you can take it.
That is true. I can.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But it hurts me inside.
But you know what? Like, you don't give those things to people that can't take it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't bust people's balls that can't take it. Those people, I just don't speak to at all because I just know that it's better off.
All right,
well,
what about the booger wiper? If he couldn't take, I'm assuming it's
a
heat in our bathroom.
They're getting full force.
They're getting it no matter what from
you? I mean, come on.
They're getting a swirly.
You wipe a swirly. Yes. You wiped a booger on the wall in the men's bathroom.
Not a booger, bro.
No, yeah, that was.
Not
that
a. There was one giant, crusty, bloody, hair-filled booger.
Yes, buddy. It was like stuck to the inside of the nose, and he ripped the hair out.
But there was also four or five smaller ones leading
up
to it.
There really was, wasn't there? Like, and you know the sad thing is...
It's not one time. It's been happening.
Oh, yeah. You know the sad thing is us being men are just like, you know what? Whatever. And then finally we see the actual remnants of one. Because sometimes you're like, oh, that could be handprints or somebody just kind of...
No, they're
the
boogers.
Wall. But yeah, right. No, I know. But then you don't, and they finally see the actual remnants and you're like, seriously, bro. Like, for real, you did this. You know what I mean?
Well, it has that different color to it. It's like, you know, where it's like the gooey whiteness and then the darkness at the end where it's stuck to the inside of your nose and your skin and you had to peel it. That is just straight up nasty.
This sounds like something you have an area of expertise in, sir.
Not wiping, but seeing, yes.
Ah, boy. So great.
We all pick.
Anyway, to get into wrestling, I had to get this off my chest today because I feel like I need to sit on the couch.
Sorry. Well, the other thing we want to get off our chest today, too, is get a little shout out and love to our boy,
Tom Ferbs Jr.
AKA Timmy. Get well, buddy.
Dude can't catch
stay
a break,
strong.
Man.
Hang in there. Listen to the show. Have some fun. If you need,
I think we're
going to
start calling
you.
Him Garbage Foot.
No,
because that foot has turned into garbage on him.
Oh, that's so wrong.
But I'm just, I'm not saying that in a negative way. The kid knows I love him to death, but like, man, how are you the fucking guy whose ankle almost killed him? Like, I've never heard of that before.
Dude. Sepsis is a nasty thing. It's not so much.
No, I totally understand that. I totally understand that. But how many people have you ever heard of in your life that went in, got misdiagnosed, ended up with a fractured ankle, and then almost died a few times? Like, that's some scary stuff.
My uncle. And he lost. I won't get into it.
Diabetes?
Let's just say, he was diabetic. He got sepsis. They misdiagnosed it. Ended up losing multiple toes.
No offense to your uncle. Tim's like 23 years old.
Yeah, and he's in shape.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's an athletic young man.
He's kind of in shape.
Well, you know what I mean. He's good-looking dude, like in shape. He's not overweight.
It's not bad. It's a good thing he's got a good-looking shape to take care of him.
Yeah, we love you, dude. Stay strong.
There you go.
We're thinking of you.
This is Jay Veal's way of getting out of the conversation.
This is Jay Veal's way of saying, Timmy, we love you.
No, I know, but I am just saying. All right. Anyway, can we?
Dixon should just put his head down and walked by Timmy on that one.
What are you talking about?
Who out there ankle almost kills you at 23?
You have to understand, like
he's still in it though. That's what you guys don't understand. It's not like he got through it. He's still
I know,
in
but
it.
I'm saying, like, dude, if
he's supposed to come back to work like Monday or something.
That's you want
to
talk saying. About like, somebody that's
positive. We got to get some
gone one on one with like you know the Reaper, so to speak. Man, I've almost died a half dozen times over the last 5 years myself. Which is why I'm like, yo, the things that happened to me happened because I did them to myself. This poor kid had a hairline fracture in his foot that turned into the biggest nightmare of his life.
Yeah, man.
Well, here's the thing. And next show, I can be correct on this. He didn't even have a fracture. He's never broken anything. They told him it was a deep bone bruise. They told him it was a fracture. And all along, it was...
Same thing.
It was this...
Bone infection.
Bone infection. Yeah. The sepsis going through. So it was like all these misdiagnoses. Yeah.
Sorry, little
so
buddy.
We love you, buddy.
Stay Sorry, strong, buddy.
All right, let's get into some wrestling talk. I'll be honest, the pay-per-view over the weekend.
Whatever. You said you weren't going to watch.
Did you watch it? I watched Monday. I skimmed. I skimmed through the pieces I actually wanted to see. But here's what I did do on Sunday night. What the hell was I doing? I may have been playing. I may have watched something on TV. And then
you're watching Ballers, Dwayne Johnson.
I did watch Ballers.
There you go.
Then I looked at my phone and I'm like, dude, they're still going. So then I turned on the Xbox and put on the network and I'm like, I can't believe it. It's like almost 11 o'clock at night, and it was wrapping up the
main event didn't even go on until like 10:53 or 10:55.
And that's the thing with the network now is they don't have to worry. They don't care.
They got no time constraints.
Yeah, but can you ask a wrestling fan as dedicated as three dorks who have a podcast or just a casual fan?
I don't watch the network. I don't know why you're lumping me in with you dorks.
No, you have a podcast.
Hey,
so you watch
F you. Okay?
It's going to be 2 weeks out of every month. You're going to have a 4.5 hour pay-per-view, segueing into a 3-hour and 15-minute Raw, then going into a 2 hour SmackDown.
And don't think they're not going to push the end of SmackDown to the point where they overrun. Like
exactly,
Raw.
That's 100% going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's a lot for two weeks out of every month. You're asking somebody to sit down and watch like 12 hours of wrestling.
But I think the way they're looking at it too is people consume it all differently. Yeah. None of us consume. Yeah. Like, think about how we consume it. None of us really watch it live unless we're with our kids. Well, at least me and you. Do you know what I'm saying? And I don't think you watch anything live. So
no. I watch
God,
live.
No.
If
I don't have time for that.
Have access to it.
But you know what I'm saying? So you're consuming it different. So like, I'll be honest with you. I very rarely watch every match on Raw. Most of them, like if it's like a somebody I don't care about, I fast forward right through it. Most of the time, the chicks, I fast forward right through it.
I love the chick.
But, you know, so I guess and their thought process is, hey, we're going to go 4 hours because people are going to consume this differently. They're not going to watch it all the same. And Monday, that's what I did. I went back. I watched. I'm like, yep, don't care about that match. Don't care about, you know, watch this match. Watch the freaking.
Whoa, let's stay with the pay-per-view.
Talking about the pay-per-view.
Oh, okay.
I said
sorry.
Pay-per-view.
Oh, I thought you said Raw.
No, I said pay-per-view. But I'll tell you right now, the spots that I want to see. You know, seeing the Cena, that was the funniest bit on the whole thing. Enzo and Cass and Cena the funniest bit.
My favorite gif in like a year was the one when he's going around the ring, Enzo, and he bumps into Cena, and Cena's in the corner like
whoa,
hey, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Just on that repeat.
No, I'll tell you right now, he was on fire.
It's funny seeing Cena play like the old man to these younger, more hipper guys that the crowd's into.
On the pay-per-view, Enzo was on fire.
Yeah.
And they let that dude just go. And even Cass was like, holy shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know how many Red Bulls he has beforehand because it's
boo! But DeFranco said when he used to train the kid in high school, kid was the same way.
Yeah.
You know, and through college and everything.
But if you
but
think
he's
about
smart
it,
as shit too.
But that's when you think about it, that's all he really has because the first 10 minutes of every single match he gets his ass kicked. And then it's a hot tag to Kaz or Cena. I mean, it's you're the vocal point, you get the hot spots there, and then when you get in the match you get your ass kicked.
Yeah.
I really wish they had Carmella with them still.
Well, we'll see if she ends up.
I have a comment about that when we get down to SmackDown.
Yeah, I don't think we need to wait, but anyway.
No, we don't. It felt very out of place.
On SmackDown?
On SmackDown with her coming out. I'm like.
She should have just went into how you do it. She should have done the whole bit.
But the problem is, if you don't watch NXT, it feels like it's a ripoff of those guys.
You
feel like it's like, okay, here's the female version of it. When in reality, she was part of it.
Yeah.
It just felt so
but
out of place.
To even talk about what happened on SmackDown, that whole women's bit blew chunks.
Dude, that ended. Marie was the greatest. That was the greatest thing ever.
You out of your mind?
It's like a, maybe it's like new deal or the deletion, the TNA. Sorry, I've been having some jokes.
All right, there you go.
It's so bad
and
cheesy, but like.
You
holy,
couldn't take your eyes away?
Dude, that has got to be, and I, you know, going back to the attitude, that is the sexiest wrestling attire I've ever seen on anyone ever. That was like freaking lingerie.
I don't know.
And she's just holding open
her robe. But that you know, it wasn't she even a song. Listen, it was like the TMZ type thing. I thought it was a cool thing.
She does not fit with the way the women are today in WWE.
No.
Nah, but she gets so much heat, which is unreal. Like, you've got to keep her around.
No.
I agree with you on that. She shouldn't wrestle. She should just come out and flash.
I will tell you this, though. Alexa Bliss never watched a single match, but I will now. Because that girl has one hell of an ass on her.
Yeah, she's nice. Well, when you
and
go,
she can talk.
When you go with Bliss, Carmella, and I was just like, okay, here's a triple threat.
Yeah. And Naomi.
And Naomi, yeah.
Yeah.
The Muso is like lucky.
Yeah, he sure is. all right, so Bayley, going back to the pay-per-view, Bayley makes a one-time only shot with, of course, Sasha Banks.
Now, you're a big Bayley fan, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, then why did you misspell her name on the run sheet?
Did I? How do you spell it?
It's B-A-Y-L-E-Y.
Oh,
but, you know, it's no big deal.
Because I was having some drinks.
Yeah, is that what it is? Great.
No, I mean, I'm a big fan of the women's wrestling. Yeah, I like her. But the thing that I took away from that more than anything was just a huge pop that she got.
Yeah.
So it just shows you that people are watching NXT. I mean, she got a massive pop. And so that's big for her when she comes up eventually after SummerSlam or SummerSlam. But it will be huge. I'm assuming she's got to me, it feels like she's got to go to SmackDown. If you have the belt, I know we'll get into this on Raw later, but if you have the belt on a face on one, on the other, it's a good way to maybe have like a tournament for the belt.
I don't know that they're going to do two sets of everything, man. No. It would just be
Well, it wouldn't be two sets of anything. It would be tag team, women's, and world.
Two sets of everything.
Guys, well, you don't have two sets of American, you don't have
a European.
But those two titles equal each other out. I mean,
it's
so convoluted to have two world champions, two tag team champions.
Are they doing two tag champs?
Well,
if Ely had his way, they would.
And it's not
have
that Ely had his
champions.
Way. Well, what do they fight for then? They have to have a reason why they're wrestling and going for. I mean, at the end of the day, it's about the belt, the championship.
Yes,
so
and no.
If you don't have it on SmackDown, what's the point?
Well, maybe what they do is when they do have those big dual pay-per-views, that's when they have, hey, it's balance up. You know what I'm saying? Hey,
and the
we
belt
got,
can go
the
between.
The belt can go either. Yeah. Well, you know, because, so New Day, then they take on whoever the hell the tag champ. Yeah.
But the problem is then you have to tell a storyline to your four big shows, cross-promotional.
Don't you worry, they'll get there.
Do you honestly know the easiest way to do this, bro? And I literally just thought of this.
Literally just tell me.
Yeah, so you do what they did, which is you take eight guys,
mm-hmm.
or eight girls, or eight tag teams, or whatever, and you have a mini tournament,
yep.
and then that winner gets to face the champion
yep.
at the pay-per-view with the opportunity and the tease being, let's bring the tag titles back to SmackDown.
Yep.
Let's bring the women's title
be the
to
whole
SmackDown.
Thing anytime.
Instead of having two titles and one meaning more than the other.
I'm cool with two world titles.
Yeah, you
I'm
need
cool
that.
That.
You need a champion on each show.
I'm cool with that, but the other titles should be played out just like you said.
Your idea is awesome. Love it.
Probably not.
Exactly. And two is you've got to lay down those ground rules. If it's
too,
just
it's
women
too
just
early
wrestling
to lay that
women.
Down, man.
No, I'm not saying like this week or next week. I'm just saying in general, you have to know, you know, if this is the women's division, the tag team division, you have to know what the plan is that. So you're saying before each major pay per view, so the four major ones, that you have the tournament?
No.
Or are you just saying the number one contender on that goes against?
I feel
against?
Like when you have a lesser main event for a SmackDown pay per view, that's where you have the finals of the tag team tournament, and then the next pay-per-view, the SmackDown tag team that won the tournament faces the tag team from Raw that has the
titles.
And
then even maybe, then you have some run-ins on Raw where security drags them out because, you know, we've seen it before. It's not like we haven't seen it, so.
Well, and if Bayley doesn't go to SmackDown, there's literally no one on that roster that's taking that belt.
Nah,
in any foreseeable future.
Doesn't matter.
I mean, that's...
From which roster?
If Bayley doesn't go to SmackDown, there's nobody on SmackDown that's being Sasha or being Charlotte. I mean, it's going to be the Sasha-Charlotte show. It's going to be a SummerSlam.
100% will have that Irish broad with the title.
Which is awful. Anyway, moving away from the chicks, Zayn and KO. I'm not sure why you put this on the rundown match. I don't know.
What do you mean? It was the greatest match of the night. Is maybe be match of the year.
Man. Isn't Sami Zayn one of your favorites too?
Yep.
Nah,
KO is
my boy.
Because you misspelled Zayn on the run show.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's why I said, you know what I said to him?
It was quick, damn
Here's
it.
The best thing is I said, I'm like, who the hell cares about spelling? And now here's Dixon nailing you about the spelling.
This is exactly, I'm going spell check. I'm checking names.
Because I look down and I'm like,
that's why I love you, Smith.
I don't care about spelling.
This fucker, he just wants to give shit to give shit. He tells me, he goes, why are you spell checking? None of us care about if it's misspelled.
Look at Dixon just checking about it. And I swear to God, we didn't talk about this before.
Really literally, don't. Two lines.
I've been hanging out with the Holy White Hounds for the last 3 hours.
Anyway, that match was awesome. Right, did you like it, Dixon?
Yeah, I mean, right, I'm over it is the issue. Yeah.
Done. Championship match, whatevs. Don't care.
Yeah, I feel like Battleground was more of like a, hey guys, here's like a half-assed Raw that we're going to throw on a Sunday night because we're really going to put all our effort into Monday.
Yep.
Well, here's something why you should care. Reigns got pinned clean. And Rollins has lost.
They had to pin him clean, dude. After what he did? How could, when are you going to have some mush
you,
finish?
You could have had Rollins pinned. There was three people in there, and Rollins is getting pinned left and right. He's getting pinned in dark matches. Problem. I'm telling you that. Listen, I know you say you had to. What I'm saying is Brock Lesnar gets popped, and because he's quote unquote a part timer,
I don't want to have this argument again.
No. What I'm saying is that it says something about the company not backing Reigns for him being pinned cleanly on the pay per view and then the very next night.
I do.
It but says something.
You've got to understand, man. Is somebody had to take that pin, and they're not going to go with the number one draft pick, especially with the way they went with Seth getting the automatic buy into the finals of the Universal title. You can't let him look weak on pay per view the night before.
But why do you think Rollins got the automatic and not Reigns?
Because he was the number one pick. Because
Reigns got popped. If Reigns didn't get popped,
he wouldn't have been the number one pick. He would have been
the
Rollins.
Champ. No, he would have been the champ.
No, he wouldn't have.
The only reason why they moved it to Ambrose was because he got popped.
But we don't know that. We don't know that.
That's all. Everybody. Dave Meltzer says it.
Oh God, get the fuck
listen,
out of
that's
here.
The case. It
See,
was
that's
one
your
the...
problem. Is you listen? Stop sucking the juice, dog.
They've been sucking his juice for the last 15 months
because but they're doing it to swerve guys like you.
Nah, dude, he got suspended, and Vince is pissed off, and they were like, "Screw whatever. You." That's why they bust on him every week,
dude. Here's what you're missing, and we had this conversation about a month and a half ago. Is they have an A crew, and they have a B crew. Reigns was the head of the A crew for the house shows.
Didn't draw.
Much like Diesel back in the early 90s. Dean Ambrose was the headliner for the B shows. And outdrew the A shows. The switch was going to happen one way or another. Him getting popped, it just happened to be at the very wrong time. While his personal business was at an all-time low, and the reactions were still mixed. He wasn't getting full-on booed. He wasn't getting full-on cheered. His house show numbers that he headlined were down, and then he got popped. That's why it's happening. It's an accumulation of all of these things, not just because he's a juice head.
He's not a juice head.
Whatever, you know what I mean.
Which we'll get into in the BS news. As far as what he took. No, I mean, if he is a juice head, he is a juice head.
Did we talk about what he took?
Yeah. Nah, hasn't been announced.
Yes, we
talked about it last week, dude.
No, we
the
said
estrogen
so it hasn't been announced yet. So what all of a sudden you
the
have,
rumor
you have
is the rumor is that it's Adderall that he got popped for Adderall, which is absolutely ridiculous that you're going to suspend a guy for 30 days for freaking Adderall.
Does he have a prescription?
There you go. Even it, but it's not.
Do you know that at the street level, Adderall is considered basically the same exact thing as cocaine?
Yep.
Or you could just take three Red Bulls before a match and have the same thing. No.
But you're not gonna pop a positive on a test.
I have not taken
it. You have no idea what you're talking about, then, sir.
I'm taking other stuff.
Because you know what you do. With, you know what you do with the Adderall? You crush that.
You
shit.
You crush it up and you do rails
your goddamn nose.
So now you're saying he's ignoring it.
Hey, listen.
Anyway,
we're gonna move to Monday night.
Anyway, I will agree to disagree with you.
Of course you are.
There's no disagreeing, dude. Like it's the wrestling business.
That's what you do.
It's not the
wrestling business.
Why didn't they have Reigns lose earlier? I'm telling you, Reigns would have kept that belt, and they would have
Look, we're not arguing that point. We're arguing the point of why he took the pin on Sunday, and it's the accumulation of all of those things, plain and simple.
Oh, okay. Then yes.
That's the point we're arguing right now. As far as whether or not he would have had the title, I don't care.
So we
but the circumstances we're in is what dictated what happened on Sunday.
So we have 100% confirmation that Veals likes to argue just to freaking argue.
Yeah, we actually, his wife is a coworker of ours.
Yeah.
And she definitely filled us in on a lot of things that we came up with on our own.
I'm not arguing to argue, man. I have my opinion. I think
your
opinion,
but
Reigns would have
we don't want to hear your opinion, And then we try to shut you up. You get all pissed off.
The people want to hear my opinion. No. It's not that when you guys don't want to hear my opinion. It's when it's dismissed like some little second grader who doesn't know how to spell his freaking first name by Dixon. That's when I get pissed. Especially after I've had some cocktails on a Wednesday. No. Here's the thing. All I'm saying is it is a big deal for the WWE to have Reigns pinned cleanly, not one, but two nights in a row. That's it.
Nah.
That's
I don't
it.
Is.
I think you, I honestly
because
think,
Rollins was
I
pinned
think,
in all the dark
I
matches.
I think you're not patient enough to let what's ultimately going to happen play out.
I think you, I think a lot of times too, though, and this, and I'm not knocking you. I think you read into stuff way too much.
Yeah. You
instead of just, you need, you know what you need to do? Just start fucking enjoying the goddamn shit.
I do. I didn't say I didn't enjoy. I'm the one who said I enjoyed that match. You said the match was eh. I like the match. No, I love the KO Sami Zayn. I love the
right,
Bayley match.
When I'm saying enjoy it and don't read into who the hell's getting pinned or who's taking
but that's
what
wrestling is all about, man.
Yeah, we're good. Okay. It's going.
Oh, that would suck. That would suck if no, we didn't record.
No, we're good. We're good.
You have to get Smoothie back on the couch. That's rolling. Scary.
Anyway, moving on to Monday Night Raw, because the rest of the pay-per-view is eh. Monday Night Raw, opening credit sequence. Man, you got the whole, look at this rundown. Almost like he's been doing this before in his life.
All
right. You were all about, because
I was.
Because I don't notice the tweets, and then the next morning it'll show up, hey, what did you miss? And
can I be perfectly honest with you guys?
Yeah.
I've never once looked at the Twitter. Not once.
No, I don't
not
blame
once.
You.
Well, if you go on Facebook, it automatically
well,
goes
here's
to
why
Facebook.
I looked at Twitter, because he always tells us all these people are commenting. Yeah. So I needed to actually go see for myself if people are actually commenting.
And they are, right?
On some stuff that you post. Not all
well,
of it.
Yeah, I'm not saying every single tweet I put
but
up there.
But he actually got some retweet. I was like, wow, he actually did get
retweets,
some retweets.
Likes,
on
so we, should we start calling you King
messages?
Twat?
King What's Twat. That?
King Twat. The Twitter Twat.
The Twitter Twat.
Yeah.
But I guess I'll agree that the way they've changed their shooting, that they
oh, dude, the production
so awesome.
Value is through the roof.
You could tell they definitely talked to some people that are outside of what they were doing and how to change mm-hmm. up. Because now I'll be honest with you, like I said to Jay earlier in the week, it's shot like you're watching the demo version of the video games.
Yeah, which was a great point. I don't play a lot of the video games, so I didn't know that. I felt shot like a sports documentary / UFC, where it's the interviews right after the match.
I definitely got the UFC feel.
Yeah, it's like right after the match
is
finished.
It's very dynamic. Yep. It's eye-catching. It makes you immediately go, whoa.
Yeah, the way they use the jib camera.
I have two complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Two complaints. One, I don't love the new logo. That W is wonky.
Well, it just, the
kinda
whole
like
thing
it,
looks really just
it's old
blocked.
School. It feels old school.
No, it does. But I think with the red on red behind, it just doesn't
it makes
really
that
look
W
good.
Look funky.
Yeah, the whole.
I hate the shine down.
I was about to say shine down enemies.
If you're going for
dude, it's Kevin Dunn's playlist, man. That's all it is. This is what the fourth time shine down.
But you have
been
to understand how much it costs to license those songs.
I know, but he loves them. He will.
How do you know?
Because it's like literally the fourth.
Dave Meltzer told me so.
All you have to do is it's pay-per-views or previous Raw theme songs. It's like the fourth or fifth song of theirs that they've been featured as.
I'll give you that. Yeah, I mean, Shinedown has been in bed with WWE for a good long time.
Can't blame them. They're taking the money.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah,
exactly.
Man.
But, you know, if those are my only two complaints versus all of the cool things,
yeah.
Like, dude, I loved that opening shot of the announce team on the stage.
I definitely like the announce team back on the stage area.
Very WCW Nitro
days. Well, no, but WWE did that back in the day, too.
When, in the 80s?
No, when they were doing when they were going back and forth with Monday Night Raw, they were both, they had the
backstage?
Yeah, they had a...
With JR and...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Really?
Yeah.
They went away from it. I want to say 99. They went to the actual, maybe 97.
It was when the hardcore title was like really, really, really hot.
They went to actually to.
They
to,
took the table from
the,
ringside because it was just in the way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they went back to ringside.
And then, you know, the interview segments, the pre-produced pieces with the guys talking backstage.
Well, not only
it,
that,
it
but the
gives
pre-produced
it a completely different feel.
The pre-produced package is about coming up, you have Nia Jax, or coming up, you have Finn Balor, and those people be going into a commercial break. Yep. It felt like it was back in the 80s, early 90s, when you're watching that Saturday morning, and they're previewing what's coming up and making a wrestler bigger, which I love.
I'll give you that, but at the same time, I think they're using the MMA
thing
absolutely. Of, here's what we have,
yeah.
Here's what's next,
yep.
Here's the big tease.
Yep.
Yeah. If you watch Raw and you watch the, even if you watch the Fox Sports Saturday Night, which I wanted to talk about the Holly match, if you watch that, it's almost, it's so similar with the way, not, but also the camera angles and the camera movements using a jib camera and under the ropes. And when that, when somebody gets punched, you know, moving the camera, you know, quick.
You know who brought
go
the majority
it.
Of that influence into WWE?
Who's that?
Mick Foley.
Really?
And you know where he got it from?
ECW?
The camera crew at World Class Championship Wrestling.
Wow.
If you read any of his books, you would know that.
I have not read.
I will bring
any
them
of his
to you.
Books. I don't have them. Yeah,
did please you read do.
Corlin State grad,
did you
right
read
there,
the
baby.
Ric Flair book?
No.
You read the Rock book?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it the only book you read?
I have the Jericho book, but I've gotten halfway through it.
You really should read.
That's why I.
You should
I
read the original Foley book.
The first two are fantastic.
First two, and then definitely the Flair book.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Moolah's book was really good too.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
you have him?
One, but
yeah. All right, hook a brother up.
So check it out as we move into the show, the Universal Championship.
The opening credit sequence, they end on a woman for the first time, which was Sasha, which, you know, kind of.
Shit that I don't pay attention to.
Yeah.
But only usually they end notice. With the biggest star. They always end with like a Cena, or they'll end with The Rock or whoever was in the past for that brand. Ending on a woman, I was just like, oh shit, like, why'd they end on Sasha?
Did you
and
watch
then
frame,
the, and then
you frame
2 hours
by frame
later,
that?
No, it's just something you know, man. And when you have a production background and a creative background,
pay attention.
All of that
stuff.
If it's
audio, though, I'm hearing it.
But see, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, when it's audio for you two, you guys know what the producer and the creative reason behind every little thing. For me, when I see it visually, I'm like, there's a reason why they ended with her. And that's not by, like, hey, you know what? We got everybody in. Let's end with. There's a reason for it. So when I saw that, it kind of stood out to me. Did I think she'd win the belt later in the night? Hell no. But I thought it was kind of cool.
The thing
you've
got to understand is, there's so many people within WWE that they have this little wink and nod boys club where they do things like that, where they'll be like, let's see if anybody notices if Sasha's last in the promo.
Oh, absolutely.
And then
absolutely.
She's going to win, and she's going to win the title.
Well, it's like
they
any director with movies. Absolutely. And it's just like that with any movies, you know, it's a little wink. If you're making a comic book movie, hey, did you understand that one? Or, hey, this is a, you know, a shout out to Stanley Kubrick in 1970.
But
I mean,
they hate
always do
when
that.
Guys like us figure it out.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. They hate when the fanboys
just like,
or the media.
Just like if you look absolutely. At, if you see the, some of the sites that, you know, movie screw ups or the movie things that they put in the movies they leave in there. Or like, you know, Michael Bay, who uses the same shot in like 6 movies.
Oh, literally.
Or when a titty falls out.
Or when a titty falls out. I still wish that Stephanie McMahon's boobs fall out now.
Eh.
Gosh, she's huge gotten knockers. So much hotter.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so we got the Universal Championship is the championship on Raw.
Wait, real quick. Did you notice?
Oh, my God.
No, dude, it's in the freaking rundown.
Yeah, but I don't follow your rundown sheet. I jumped to where I want to go to.
Well, you need to follow it because.
No, I don't listen.
Because you're not going to go backwards. All I'm saying is, did you see when they brought out all the Raw roster?
Okay,
on
and your point?
Well, the point is did you see how pissed Cesaro was? He stood in the back. And then the other point was when Roman got called out. I mean, that's a huge thing to have Stephanie call out Roman in front of the whole roster and everyone on the first big Raw. You know, I know he's been called out before. And then the reason why I wanted to say this was Bo Dallas's face behind. Did you see that?
Like, I saw
that. He raised the eyebrow. That was hilarious.
Yeah, but dude, everybody on that stage did that. Everybody was.
Well, the camera's only on Bo.
To react, so they react. That's what they do.
Well, just
but
like
it still can like, be funny. Listen, I'm looking at it as a fan. I'm not looking at it as like, I know they're told what to do. I'm not saying that was really Bo's reaction. It was comical to see the camera
the
close up
and
then
Bo. Like, what? There's like they were doing the three of them. Three the whole time.
They're so
that
good.
That was pretty funny. Yeah. I'm not going to follow you. This is why we don't. Okay, so no more run sheets then.
And I'm not trying to bag on you. I don't want you to think I'm trying to bag on you, dude. Like, I'm not trying to be, you know.
No. I just thought it was a funny thing to see in the background that it was.
I agree.
It caught my eye.
But it's one of those things where if you honestly think that one of the dudes who has one of the best facial reactions in the business, which is Bo Dallas, wasn't put where he was put on purpose.
No, I'm not saying that. That's why I'm calling it out. Yeah. Because he's that and he gave that. I thought that was funny.
I'll give him that. It was funny. Yeah. All right.
Well, and the other big thing was the belt.
Yeah, I just.
You like the name?
Nah, I don't care.
The world champion. What's bigger than the world, Smoothie?
Yeah,
the
whatever.
Universe?
Yeah, whatever.
The Universal Championship.
Pretty sure Carlos Colon's going to sue somebody.
Is that their championship?
Been the title in Puerto Rico for 30 years. Oh, is the Universal Heavyweight Championship. Yeah.
So funny. Does he have like a copywriter on it or anything?
You can't copyright something that's so universal. Yeah. Like universal.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, you know what?
I just thought it was such a bad name, but
it is what it is. They need a name for a belt. They're going to come out with a belt. It's probably going to look, I think it's probably going to look the same as the other one.
I think they're going to, I'm going to go right now. I'm going to say that there's going to be Planet Earth as the center plate with
like
w,
old school,
with
like
w
how,
over
yeah,
it,
with the
yeah.
old school. Yeah. Yeah. That could work.
That would be awesome.
But like, you know, I'd like to see that. Like old awesome. School, like NWA.
Hands down. And I will say this now, I've said it before, I'll say it again. My favorite championship belt of all time was that mid-80s NWA mm-hmm. World Heavyweight Championship. That's so iconic.
Yeah. That's the belt I
it
think
was
should.
Classy.
Yep.
It was. It fit well.
Yep.
It wasn't like glaringly like anything.
Stupid question. Is that the one with the like the not the wings, but it had.
It wasn't the big one that you're thinking that.
Not the big one, but it had.
No, it was a really simple.
Just a round belt that nothing
no,
was popping.
No, it was like this shape that I know nobody.
Dixon is drawing the shape of the belt right now.
But like that was the center plate.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And it had like you know, the horizontal bump, or yeah, vertical flags. On the side oh, yeah, pieces,
that. What Dixon's, was the one
that represented like so? Like Mexico was over here,
Dixon's
in the United
drawing,
States.
Dixon's drawing. A
what
belt
was
right
the one
now.
That had like a?
And here comes
like
Jay's.
A wing here or a wing.
That
there.
Was the Hogan era WWF Championship.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Because I saw that and I was. I
didn't the one that kind of looked
so,
like Thor's helmet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So okay, oh, Universal analogy. Championship. Fine. Done. Two fatal four ways. First one.
Awesome.
Great match.
Finn looks so awesome on Raw. Like,
man,
he...
I'm going to say this because I have to. Finn was fantastic, but if there were not three other dudes in that ring that sold the way they sold for him,
yeah.
Finn's
that drop
performance...
Kick, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to
no,
give,
I meant his
you,
look,
you have
his
to give
physical
credit to
look.
All four of those guys oh, yeah, in yeah. that match. And I will say right now that if I'm Rusev... I am very angry with Finn Balor
oh,
because
that
dude oh. stomped his nuts.
Yes, he did.
That was one of my notes right here. How did he not kill him? I watched that. I rewound that.
That
and even
coup de grace on
de
Rusev
was
one of the sickest groin hits I've ever seen in pro wrestling.
And the way Rusev
it.
Sold it
I'll
was
tell you
just
what,
awesome.
The best part of some of the selling was the drop kick into the corner.
Yeah.
That all of them sold.
Yeah.
And they sold it like it was nasty. Right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So there is that. So
yeah, that
Finn, could Finn wins that. Probably the best match of the night. You know what I mean? There's no doubt.
I'm gonna go on record right now and say this is one of the top five episodes of Raw ever.
Really?
Period. Since the very beginning.
Yeah, Dixon and I were talking about that. It's
and here's
easily
why,
the best
because,
in years.
Dude, it had me compelled from minute one because you knew everything was going to be new and mm-hmm. there were very few disappointing things
along the way. You were waiting
to see
if they were just, okay, we're going to go back to the same yeah. way, but everything kept coming out.
Now, I'll tell you, if they do get lax and go back to the lazy old ways, yeah. I will probably rescind that. But for right. one night, I actually felt like a fan again.
All right.
There was two things I noticed in this match that kind of goes with the production. Was one,
slow
when
it,
KO...
Slow it down, Slurry.
Sorry. When KO came out, was how the camera, again, the UFC was right in his face and kind of followed him down the ring, which I thought was cool. The other thing was the red ropes. All red ropes. I know you guys probably don't care about that. And
no, it's an impactful thing, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
I noticed
there's a reason 2CW had blue, orange, and white ropes. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those nuanced things that a smart promoter does.
Yeah, I like that.
Because everybody that buys a ring from High Spots gets the black mat with the black ropes and the black turnbuckles, and nobody realizes that you can't see the guys because all the guys are in black pants and
exactly.
black tights
yep.
and black boots. And
SmackDown was all blue,
yeah,
which was cool.
All right, so we saw Nia Jax debut in a squash.
Oh, my God.
She's going to be a monster. And then that girl, the fact that girl jumped in her arms was hilarious.
Greatest, I'll go right to the news, greatest squash. She was Britt Baker from AIW, but she was also in this past season's Breaking Ground.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. Cross that off.
That's crossed off, brother.
Don't
worry,
man. Second fatal four-way, Blue Dick. I don't care about any of the guys, even Sami Zayn. Just my opinion. Whatever.
Can I say something to Chris Jericho quick?
Yeah.
Retire.
Yeah.
I'm over it, man. You're working at like 33% speed.
Yeah.
You're blowing spots.
Yeah.
Your offense looks awful, and you're selling like an indie guy in his second match ever.
Yeah.
And it's getting annoying. You're ruining your legacy. I have respect for the work you did up until maybe 3 years ago. And right now, all you're doing is eviscerating every good memory I have of you by being a chubby little lesbian that can't sell or work in the ring right now.
There it is.
Boom. Roasting.
That's what happens when Dixon is upset at you.
True.
But, I mean, if you think about it, the match Reigns and Zayn's are the biggest. At the end of the day, the match
just didn't matter. You know what I mean? The
nobody, Zayn looks great nobody in cares it, about Sheamus.
Nobody cares about Sheamus. Jericho's leaving again eventually. Zayn
looked good, man. The crowd was behind him. He could be the next Daniel Bryan face-wise.
Nope.
I think he can, man.
Nope.
Nobody thought that about DB early on.
Nobody considers him the underdog.
No. He's too big.
He tries to play the underdog.
He's too big to be an underdog.
But when you call yourself an underdog, you are no longer an underdog.
That's the problem. He just needs to be... Listen,
Good point.
He needs to run with swagger. That's what I'm saying. You need to go out there with swagger and go smack the shit out of somebody.
And take that goddamn ridiculous ska outfit off. Yeah,
that's the only reason why Dixon doesn't like him.
No, it's not. It's not. He's a generic guy with a generic haircut and a generic beard and a shitty costume that can wrestle his ass off. Let him do a hooded gimmick.
Yeah.
Let's go back to El Generico.
Yes.
But he's not going to want to cover his face. Shut him up.
Shut him up and wrestle.
Really? You don't want to cover your face with something that would be iconic, that would sell like fucking hotcakes at the merch stand that you're getting percentages
look at
off
Mysterio.
Of?
Rey
Mysterio came in with a mask. My point to you would be that Zayn is already
nobody has
established
to know
superstar.
Sami Zayn.
You would know by the way he looks, the way he wrestles, the way he moves. I mean,
nah, he had a different
spot
when he was El Generico, man.
He certainly did.
Anyway, women's match. I'll be honest, I was surprised that they dropped the title on Raw. I don't think I've seen a title
drop
on Raw in a good 10 years, maybe.
So good.
I think part of it was done for a little flash,
shock value, tune into Raw. Yep,
but I also get the impression that Charlotte's paying for something that Rick did.
Probably.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, you could see the tears in her eyes when she was going back up the ramp and kept looking at the ring, and you could see like this, you know, you could see like the anger, frustration. That wasn't, I mean, listen.
And that
she cries a lot. She cries a lot like her daddy in the ring.
But there's
weeks
some
prior.
Good acting, and then there's that.
See, I think I agree with the first statement that Dixon made was that they wanted to make a huge statement this first Raw. This was the mega show. We're going to have a belt change. We're going to have the number one contender that nobody thought would be the number one contender. And I think that's the reason why. Does Charlotte win it back at SummerSlam? Maybe. But
no.
Dude, the match was so awesome. Did you guys actually watch the match?
Nope.
I tried.
No. Nope. What do you mean tried? It was so good. Charlotte freaking...
I love how he tries to sell us in the women's end.
It's,
and did not sell me. Like I liked
it,
some of
the crowd was behind it.
Bad
That's
punches.
Cool. Oh, my
there was
gosh.
Definitely some missed spots in that match.
Too many missed spots.
I think there might have been one missed dropkick. No, that was on SmackDown. My bad.
And then you've got Charlotte, who is just the absolute just over actress with the facial expressions. And she's trying so hard to emulate her dad instead of just blazing her own trail.
Because that's
and
what they told
that's
her. That's
why
what they
don't like it.
Well, at the beginning she was doing her own thing, and then they paired her up with her dad, and then I think she started trying to become her dad, and I think that was not the right thing.
Spots that she was doing to do, what's that? I'm horrible with spot moves. What's that freaking thing you do from the backflip off the top rope?
Hurricanrana?
No, is that
I'm
sorry. I'm not going to pretend that I know what that is. But the one that she did from the top rope,
moonsault,
the moonsault from the top rope onto the floor and landed on her feet. It's like that stuff you never saw before. There was drama behind it. There was a shock value to it. It was an awesome match. It probably got one of the biggest pops, if not at the end, besides Finn, got the biggest pop of the night.
Right. All right. We'll go with that. Braun Strowman, he looks the same as he did in the Wyatt. The squash match with, I don't know where the hell they found that dude.
Also,
can
AIW.
I just say he is the greatest jobber that I've ever seen? Can they just sign him?
Dude,
they gave
that
him
face plant though that he gave. Ooh,
oh,
man,
yeah.
The chop from the very beginning when he goes down, I'm like, how was he even able to move? His interview in the beginning made you kind of like,
I want to root for this guy. He's such a dorky little dude.
Well, that's the first time I think they've ever interviewed a jobber before.
I've never seen in no, the ring, mind you.
You know what's coming when the jobber gets the mic. Like,
well, we knew what was coming.
We're giving this poor kid the mic for 30 seconds because we're going to unleash this guy on him, and we don't know if he's going to live or not. Right. So have a few words on our TV show.
But face, in the
his
ring,
face just kind of his face,
he looks like a Mulkey. Remember the Mulkeys?
His chin went down into his neck. Yeah. Oh, dude, just sign him and let him be the jobber. Let him be the new Brooklyn Brawler for the for Raw.
No, he doesn't.
He was so
it.
Good.
All right, so we had that. Don't really. I'll have to see more out of Strowman and see what they're going to do with him. I guess.
You know, I liked his new haircut.
Do you remember Mike Knox?
That was so bad.
Oh,
Gene
gosh.
Snitsky.
Oh, so I remember bad. Knox.
Snitsky's at least still making money.
Snitsky.
The first Luke Gallows run.
I mean, with that, when he was Festus?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's what they're going to do with Braun Strowman.
Anyway.
It's your boy right there.
Enzo and Cass came out. They did their thing. You know, I thought, obviously, the pay-per-view was better. You know what I mean?
And then the I'm going to admit something, out. Okay? So I'm at my house Monday night, and I watch this shit on the DVR.
Yep.
So I wander around my house under the influence of the things I love. And
vodka?
No. But
not alcohol.
So essentially, so I leave it running.
Yeah, I got you.
So we don't smoke cigarettes in my house.
Yep.
So I go out into the garage to avoid the mosquito bites. And as I'm standing on the stairs of my garage, because I'm, according to my wife, Prissy,
yes.
I'm barefoot and don't want to step onto the garage floor barefoot.
You pansy. Yep.
I Fancy hear. Dixon. The beginning of their intro.
Yep.
And I literally butted that cigarette.
watch. And you just still could have rewound it.
I did.
Yeah.
I still did. Because in the, like, the like, oh, my God, I got to put the cigarette out. And by the time I get in there, he was like, and this here's Big Cass, and he's 7 feet tall. And in my head, I'm like, what did I miss? I had to have missed something awesome. And I rewound it, and I was like, nope, same old thing, whatever. I'm not unhappy.
Yeah. It's weird, but is it weird?
For me to actually care that much to mark out for something.
But I think a lot of people are like that. And I think because
I would say the majority of
these dudes are, you know what, at the end of the day, they're realer than anybody on the roster.
Realest guys in the room. How you doing?
Is how I felt in the 90s with.
Oh, God, are we going back to The Rock?
No,
Outlaws.
New
Age Outlaws, man. When they would come out there, I would just announce that.
It was a ripoff of the NW. And don't get me wrong, I love what they did, but it was a ripoff of what Razor and Nash were doing when they first went to the NW to WCW.
I'm talking about their whole little speech to the crowd and the crowd annoying it.
If Sean and Hunter hadn't set the tone for their being that.
Yeah,
that it wouldn't have existed on either side, NWO or New Age Outlaws.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And that's the one thing that I'll give Triple H a lot of credit for is becoming that guy that
should do this on TV. We should really try this.
Yeah.
You
know, he was willing to take some risks back then with promo type things.
Yep.
And man, he started a revolution with the chant along thing.
Yep. Yeah.
And granted, as much as the industry guy in me hates that because it's the audience trying to put themselves over the wrestlers.
Yep.
I love it with Enzo and Cass, and I can't explain why.
See, to me,
he talks about real things, just like how we like the New Day when they get into doing real bits of what's actually happening in the world. When they do the Pokemon crap, or when they were talking about what's the name
culture.
Shoes. When they're doing pop culture stuff that's really happening, they're acknowledging that hey, we're not really in this bubble. You know, we actually talk about things outside of it. So when they go into the how you doing thing, or they do any of that kind of stuff, or Enzo goes into, I mean, he had some one-line strikes.
Well, it's the energy, it's the craziness, but to go to Dixon's point, the crowd is being able to align themselves with a wrestler and join in.
And they're allowing
rather
it.
Than a yes chant, what it is nowadays, or the what chant, now. Where it's the audience taking over and trying to be bigger than the wrestler. It's I get to be a part of this guy.
The CM Punk chant.
Yeah, exactly.
At this point, I'm over the yes chant.
Oh, the yes chant.
I am too.
Now.
I'm just like, it's
gotta
yes stop. To everything.
Yeah, it's got to stop. So there you go.
The announce team, what do you guys think?
Corey Graves is magic, and I can't wait
My thing is, though, it's almost like he's trying to be too JBL-ish right now.
Because he's got somebody in his ear. As soon as he can balance out him and what they expect from him, he's going to be glorious.
There was definitely some of that.
But he was a heel on NXT, so he's definitely going to be the heel on Raw. But, man, I put this. Did you see this tweet? Did not, period, miss JBL at all.
I don't think anybody did. Nope.
What Graves added to that, it allowed Sexton, my boy,
but you could tell that those two did NXT stuff together, right? Yeah. So you could tell that.
Well, they were wrestling in NXT at the same time, too.
And then they did the announcement.
So you could tell that they have his chemistry. Yep. And then you got Cole, who I think is a better fit with those two.
Cole felt rejuvenated. He, and maybe it was what he was allowed to say or what was scripted for him to say, but he was rejuvenated in a way.
JBL's a bully, and he's always bullied Michael Cole, and nobody will ever have Michael Cole's back, ever.
And
ever.
What did I, and let's go right into SmackDown real quick as far as the announcing.
Well,
What did I say? Well, we got to talk about Finn, but what did I say about Ronaldo is hurt with having JB next to him. JBL just yelled the entire show. He talked over him. He didn't allow Mauro to
announce
it.
Because JBL's intimidated by the knowledge that Mauro has.
And Mauro ain't going to try to hear that shit either.
Yeah, Mauro is far more important to that broadcast than JBL.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
Don't be surprised if JBL won't be there.
Him and Corey Graves are the two most important for the whole company, I believe.
Yeah.
Who did they have with – who the hell was they having that?
It was Mr. Jennifer Hudson. It
wasn't bad.
He wasn't good, though.
He wasn't good. He didn't do anything.
No, not really. That's the thing. He really didn't do anything.
He just added about how SmackDown Live was live.
I'll be honest, and maybe this makes me, I don't know, a tad racist at this point, but I feel like if you're going to have six people on two shows, why is there not an African-American? Why is there not a Latino? Why is there not a woman? I feel like JBL has run its course, and as much as I hate to say it because I don't think he's great, but I think he's better than JBL, that's Booker T's job.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You're not racist at all by saying the obvious.
No, but I think if you just had Mauro and Booker T, I think you got a great announce team.
Problem
right there
is, I don't think Booker T wants to travel.
No,
for everyone. He's got his own wrestling school. He's doing his own thing. Yeah, I know, and he's on the pre-shows for all that, but...
All right, so with that...
Finn won. What do you think? Were you shocked, surprised?
I'll be honest.
I knew it was coming.
And pinned clean.
I don't give a shit about that.
That's huge, man. It wasn't any controversy, so they can put Reigns in a triple threat at SummerSlam.
Here's what they... me and him talked about this, how they're going to slow burn him to a heel. They should have let... And when they went into that interview segment, he should have looked at him, went in the ring, and powerbombed the hell out of Finn right there or something. But
for me,
like
I think it's far more effective if you let that slow burn happen for the 3 months.
You're right.
Let Finn go over on him one more time.
Yep.
And then have the respect handshake, that thing at the end where Finn...
And then he buries him.
And then, you know, Finn shakes his hand. They turn. He puts Roman's hand up. He turns again. And Roman just bounces off the rope, spears him, or Superman punch.
Yep.
Get the combo going, and that's how you turn Roman heel, is by making Finn a huge face first.
Yeah, absolutely. And here's my question. Since you've
booked
a lot...
And then they can argue over the spot.
Yeah.
And you can make Roman be like, well, you took my spot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You've booked a lot. You do a lot of character development when it comes to the wrestlers. The biggest issue I have with Reigns is that it's not about his wrestling. People who chant, you can't wrestle, are just idiots. He puts on good matches. It's his in-ring. He puts on good matches. I didn't
say
great.
Give your question.
Solid. I'll say solid. I won't say good.
I got you.
His in-ring mentality, his facial expressions, the way he moves is heel.
It's awful.
But then at the end,
but if he
gives
a bad guy. It wouldn't be.
It
so
wouldn't
bad.
Be You'd off. Be right. That's what I'm saying. Because
you can tell he's not selling on a lot
of
things too.
And then he comes out at the end. And he's just like, I respect this dude. Like. If you want him to be faced,
it's a seed planted, bro. Yeah. You've got to let them plant the seeds and not overanalyze.
No, it is a seed.
Don't you remember his argument last week? He was pissed because, you know, he didn't get the explanations of why guys didn't go to the main roster.
Seemed to be the sentiment of many, many people out there, if not a majority of it.
People, you know what? People need to get off the high horse about that.
It's not a high horse.
It's the majority
of
the internet wrestling community and not the majority of the people that watch the show.
Because I don't care.
Dude, you've got to come down to earth on this, and you've got to get off the internet.
It's not about the internet. If I was watching that and I
wasn't
here.
What did you just say?
I wasn't on the internet.
No, before that. What did you just say? The things that I see, where did you see these things?
From
Dave Meltzer, bro.
No, about what? About Reigns?
Yeah.
I see it with my own eyes. I have told stories.
No,
I'm a storyteller. I work with actors.
Like,
if you're going to act like a heel.
You said you heard from so many people. that this is the sentiment. Well, where are you getting these opinions? You're getting them from the internet, which is a part of the internet wrestling community. I would like you at some point.
The same community that goes to these shows and cheers for Finn and cheers for Bayley and all of that.
Those aren't the people that are cheering.
Do you understand how many people, like, I'll get you metrics so that you truly understand that there are probably 6 million people that go to WWE.com on a regular basis, and there might be 30,000 tops that go and watch or listen to Meltzer.
It's not about Meltzer. It's about...
No, I'm saying that any... Then say WrestleZone or PW Insider.
No, but it's not even about that.
Else.
It's about...
You are listening to a vocal minority. A very vocal, very minority.
I'm telling you about my personal experience, and this is the personal experience. And just hold me up. And this is not to argue.
You are, though.
No, the Raw before the draft, what did they say, Dixon? They talked about Nakamura. They talked about Baylor. They talked about
you.
Fat
right,
Joe.
Because they want you nerds
they
to tune in.
They want you to think
but
about it.
But what is the reason behind it? I'm about story.
Can I tell you why?
To have a story. Right. It's the same thing about you guys bitching and moaning and complaining about the McMahons and Shane being able to host Raw after he lost WrestleMania and the story didn't lead up to that. It's the same exact thing. It's like
you have to have a through line.
You
again.
No, you two.
No, I had no problem with that whatsoever.
No.
Here's my thing.
I'm going to go back and pass
you
episodes.
Can go back and listen
I'll
to
listen.
That?
You can.
No,
get those listings
up,
bro.
We got to move on because we're definitely going to run on time here. But here's the thing.
It's just story. It's just story.
And, but
that's
but
it.
You don't accept that. You don't
I
accept,
do accept it.
If you don't know.
You're good with the visuals, okay?
You're great with
this
the visuals.
This is the amount of people that
there
watch
Dixon's
WWE
drawing
every
a big
week.
Circle right
okay?
now.
Okay? Yeah. Do you want to know how big the internet wrestling community is in comparison to the people that watch Raw.
It's a big circle.
I'm going to say that
and
you are 100%
now
wrong on that.
It's a baby circle.
Yo, you're
of a big circle.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
I don't agree with
this. This is the
I
internet wrestling community.
That's it.
And these are the people that attend
everybody
and watch
has
Raw.
Dixon, everybody has internet. Everybody goes to WWE.com. Everybody, like, listen, they had the same amount of viewers on Raw to SmackDown.
Stop for a second. My wife considers herself a professional wrestling fan. But she has no awareness of these websites. Do you think 10-year-old kids care enough to seek out anything other than WWE.com?
Okay, you're putting your wife in a circle for the listeners, smaller than freaking pea.
My wife's over here. My wife is over here, part of the WWE.
Okay, so your wife is popping for Finn?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
And your wife is popping for...
So are my kids.
Would your wife pop for Joe?
No.
Why is she popping for Finn?
Because he's a sexy guy in a leather jacket that throws a lot of kicks and she likes flippy wrestlers.
Okay. How does she know Finn?
She didn't. She saw him for the first time on Monday.
Okay.
Thought he was a good looking guy. Liked the style he worked in the four-pack match or whatever the shit's called.
Yeah, four-pack. You're right.
Yeah. And then by the end of the show, she's a fan. But she didn't have a reference point. She's not going to get on the internet and do any research as to who Finn Balor
is. No, but she's also
not
the people that are in the crowd, and she's also not the people that are cheering for these stars like a Bayley that comes up on the roster. Like, you are minimizing. I'm not saying the IWC is huge.
Are the people that cheered for Bayley.
I know Smithy wants to move out. We will agree to disagree.
We have to move on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I just think it's a much bigger community.
Your view of professional wrestling
is definitely different.
Fans and the internet is so askew from reality.
And you might be right on that.
No, I'm 100% right on this, brother.
I don't know about 100%. You might be right on it.
99.999.
All right, so here's the thing.
I'll give you
90%.
If Fat Joe dropped a new single.
We're talking about hip-hop. Smithy and I were going to hip-hop days. If you had Samoa Joe or Nakamura come up, what happens?
AJ
got a huge pop.
Hold on a second. I'm going to apologize to everybody. We're going to stop this conversation right here. We're going to be done with this conversation because we could do this for hours.
And I'll end up stabbing somebody.
And you will. My bad. I led Jay down this because I brought up last week. We're going to leave it there. We're going to move on. Okay,
Jay and I are going to do a separate podcast
by yourselves
where we just argue.
Yes.
And at the very end, he gets stabbed and we call 911. Real 911, not the wrestler from ECW.
Missed that episode.
Okay, so we got this. Unfortunately, SmackDown, we got to move through this fast. Same kind of
show.
Different, huh?
Pretty much a show.
Yeah. I mean, appropriately so, too, man, because I have not. Dude. If Raw made me a fan again, SmackDown made me realize why I stopped.
I like the Battle Royal.
Okay.
Well, here, dude, let me just quickly. I'm not trying to take you off. Dude, the first 3 minutes of that battle royal was some of the most powder puff.
Yeah, no, it was definitely bad. Bullshit. There was missed shots, no doubt.
Oh, my God.
Well, then Ryder at the end, too, missed a whole bunch of stuff.
He missed a ton of shit the whole time. Kid. Here's the thing that I think we need. They need to stop doing. The whole lean on the ropes and attempt to get the guy over. Like, they need to stop doing that.
It's 80 years deep, man. It's, it's a pro wrestling tradition that's not going to go away.
I know. Okay, so battle royal. We had it, whatever. Love the fact Shelton Benjamin's coming back.
Ain't no stopping me now.
Yep. So I honestly think they're going to catapult him quickly.
And loved how they introduced him, too, with the package. It just felt very...
Man, if he and AJ can reinvigorate the magic they had in Japan, you're talking ratings right there.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Which I think that's one of the reasons
why. And you were saying you think he's better on the mic now because of all the New Japan experience.
A lot of time, man. A lot of time. The Orton Miz thing was pretty funny.
You know I hated the match.
It just I'm not saying it was a good match, but you know
the interaction was good. The downside for me was the dumb guy Randy Orton coming out with the sexual innuendo and like just taking it to like the lowest common denominator where I just don't feel like that's appropriate.
I thought what he did on Monday was good.
So much better. So much better.
I honestly think it's who he's working with. I really do.
I think Miz is a better antagonist than Jericho.
Yeah.
And I think Randy Orton just got lazy because he repeated a bunch of his lines and then his new lines were awful.
Yeah. Well, that goes into exactly what your point. That a lot of these people that watch the SmackDown don't have the network, so you're repeating what they didn't get to see. Because he didn't do it on Raw, he did it on the pay-per-view.
Yeah. Different writers, bro. Whoever's writing SmackDown wrote just, some bunk lines. That's all I'm saying.
It literally was almost verbatim. The Viperville, and it was SmackDown, verbatim. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll see what happens there.
Somebody's got to write him better stuff.
But I did like the mic drop Monday night with him and about Lesnar and the juice and
Sunday
all that.
Night. Yeah.
Or so was it Sunday?
Yeah,
that
was on the pay-per-view.
So that was good. Slater, Ryan didn't care.
Dude, come on. The crowd was chanting for Slater. He gets the people involved,
and that's
man.
Great. I don't say I didn't like. I like Heath Slater.
He's a very underrated worker.
Yeah.
He's like fantastic on the mic, but he's never been given an opportunity to genuinely succeed.
I'd love to
succeed.
See him. I'd love to see him. They give
They're
him
putting
a
him in Same too here. Much of a comedy role. He's going to get roped into it, and then he's going to get released. He'll be awesome on the indies, and then they'll bring him back 5 years later.
Who does that remind you of? Damian Sandow. He's filling the void of that. He's the guy that comes out there, awesome on the mic, makes people laugh, people cheer for him no matter what storyline.
It's hard to say
this
out loud, but I think Slater works circles around Sandow.
Yeah, ring work.
You mean ring work? Yeah. I'm just talking about comedic wise.
Let's jump into the main event.
The main event: Ziggler, Cruz, Styles, Cena, Wyatt. I thought there was some really good spots in this. You know what I mean? It just, I think it was a little slow and drab. And
what do you think about Wyatt's new gear? I liked it.
It's not that new.
No, he's
had new to it for a few weeks. It's new to WWE.
He's had it for a few weeks. He's worn that before.
That's the first time he's ever worn that on TV.
Well, then he's got something that looks just like it.
Yeah. Well, maybe. But, I mean, normally he usually wears his Wyatt stuff. That's the first time. Yeah. They even talked about it.
I'm not a huge fan of the yarn in his hair.
My question is, are we surprised that Ziggler won?
Yeah. I mean, if we're being 100% honest, I thought AJ was going to come out of that the winner.
Same. The only reason I didn't think AJ was because he already has that thing, the storyline with Cena. So I was like, how are they going to do that? But I was shocked that it was Ziggler. I thought they were going to go with Wyatt, to be honest. If it wasn't AJ, it was going to be Wyatt.
They've already done the Wyatt Ambrose thing to death. Part of me was really, 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 truly pulling for Baron Corbin. That kid has impressed the hell out of me the last few weeks.
When they don't bury him with Ziggler, quite frankly, they buried the both of those guys.
Yeah.
For what, 3 months? You know what I mean?
Longer than that, I think. I mean, it was WrestleMania until like last month.
Yeah, exactly. I think you realize that they can actually do things. You know what I'm saying? So, I think Ziggler and Ambrose will be a pretty damn good match, honestly.
Well, they went down this road once before. Mm-hmm. They wrestled each other.
It was a couple years ago.
No, it was
IC? Was it IC
end
title?
Of last year. It was either the U.S. or the IC, title. Yeah. And as much as I don't like Dean Ambrose as a worker, the two of them put on a pretty good, solid little match.
Yeah. Ziggler's not terrible. He's a really good worker.
You think they're going two faces, or you think they're turning Ziggler heel to keep Ambrose face?
No, it's a face thing. I think you're going to see more of that going forward on both shows. The one thing that if you're gonna reinvigorate Dolph Ziggler's career, let that dude have a makeover.
Yep.
Give him some new gear. Get rid of that goofy hair.
Give him the, you
because his verbiage is like, I need a makeover because I, you know, have cashed it in pretty much last. I've hit the glass ceiling. Yeah. So if you're going to say that, then you've got to show it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, well, as far as
we're cut his hair. Give him the,
I think he's going heel, man.
You know what I mean?
And, I think they're going heel with him. They have no heels on the roster besides AJ.
It would be funny with Ziggler as an IRS kind of look.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It would be good.
Do you know how I know Ziggler's not going heel?
You always know everything.
He's got blonde in his hair.
What happens? He comes out next week and he's dark.
Then you know he's going.
Then he's going heel. Yep.
There you go.
Just like AJ with his tights.
Subtle things, man.
Nah, it's just like with AJ and his tights.
Yeah.
When he went heel, he was wearing black that night, just like he was in New Japan.
I guess I don't pay any attention.
So it's these weird little subtle things.
Yeah.
I don't pay any attention.
So I was super disappointed with American Alpha not debuting. Supposedly they're coming back next. They're debuting next week. Why do you think
You're talking 2 hours and they're trying to, you know.
But with all these...
Without a tag title on your show, there's no reason to really focus on the tag team division. What I was bummed about is that they wouldn't let those dudes go in the Battle Royal.
Yeah. But maybe...
They weren't even there.
But
they weren't even on the ring.
Yeah, they were.
They were?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't even remember. Oh, okay.
They were sitting in the top right-hand corner.
I know you guys are going to give me shit for this whole... Like, they're... When homeboy Daniel Bryan goes around the ring and goes, and all of you guys can beat the sixth man, and then where's Randy Orton? Where's American Alpha? You know what I mean? I thought it was going to be both right next to each other. I thought it was going
to
be everybody.
Yeah, they were literally standing next to each other.
No, I mean like in the match where
Well, here's the thing. I mean, you
got like a select.
Do you know, I mean, the wrestling mentality of why is Randy Orton not in the six-pack challenge? Randy Orton's been on the shelf for 9 months, has a match coming up with Brock
Lesnar.
With Lesnar,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So it wouldn't make sense to put him in the six-pack challenge. And plus, those guys are going to work circles around him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he looked a little pudgy. He looked a little pudgy.
He was a step slower. No doubt in my mind.
I can't do the Orton face though, man.
I've never liked him.
I've never liked him as a good guy.
But now you're at a point where you can't make him heel.
No.
Nah, you know he's getting huge pops.
He can't. He's what he is, and that's what
I would like to see him put Baron Corbin over in a feud.
Yeah.
I think that is the most appropriate thing for him to do on that show on this roster.
Well, I think also Orton and AJ could have some hell of a match.
Nope.
Character-wise, match-wise, I think that would be awesome.
If you put those two dudes next to each other, you suddenly realize how small AJ really is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's small as shit against Cena.
Orton is taller-wise. 6'3",
yeah. Well, Orton's like 6'3".
So if Orton's face, who are your
Orton's
heels?
Orton's a legitimate 6'5".
Is he
6'5"? Yeah, he's a big dude.
He played center in college basketball.
So who are your heels on that roster? AJ?
Because
Bray still gets the pop.
But he's a heel.
But he's technically a heel.
He's a heel.
Corbin's a heel.
Is the other one. I was going to say Corbin and AJ are kind of like heel.
Well, we'll see if Shelton comes out as a heel or a face.
Yeah, what do you think he does?
Man, I would love him to be heel Shelton Benjamin.
That would be awesome.
Heel Shelton Benjamin is like my dude.
That's what he was in New Japan for a bunch of time, wasn't he?
The entire time he's been in Japan.
Yeah, I mean, even in his last run.
When he was the Gold Standard.
He was a heel. So
they need heels on that roster.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if he goes as a heel and he goes after the champ. I mean, that's what I would do.
You excited to see Rhino?
No. Don't care.
It was nice meeting him last year.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Terry's a fantastic guy.
I think he'll be a good guy to put over guys, have some good work matches, you know, especially on these pay-per-views when they need to fill.
All right. Bro.
Yeah.
You're going to have to cross out some things because we got to wrap this sucker
up. Yeah, we'll go quick. All right. So.
News.
Here's the BS News Report. Teddy Long talked about Shelton Benjamin. The other one that supposedly is coming back is MVP.
Nope.
Signed a contract. That's no.
MVP tweeted out that he is not coming back.
Ooh, you don't think that's a work?
No.
Okay.
No,
Dixon is here.
There you go.
MVP
again,
is not
this
coming back.
This is a dude that they're trying to avoid because
he signed
of his
a contract.
Legal history.
Yeah.
All right. Jinder Mahal.
Signed.
Supposed to be coming back.
There you go.
Lita is no longer working as a producer. She will be on the pre-show for Raw, SmackDown, and all the pay-per-view shows with Renee Young, Jerry Lawler, and Booker.
She still sucks as a talking person.
Yeah, and here's the thing. Now they're going with these pre-shows. It's not just exclusive to the network. You can get it on YouTube, the network.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're expanding
WWE
their brand. Com,
which is smart. You know, you get people in to go to the network.
Yep.
What did you guys think of Donald Trump's entrance at the Republican National Convention?
I don't talk about politics.
But his entrance.
Doesn't matter.
Undertaker, man. He went full on Undertaker,
next.
Lights, and theme. I thought it was ridiculous because if you're going to go with the Undertaker theme and you're supposed to come out and give America hope, kind of is.
Notice he keeps talking when we're not even touching
I made my only really political statement for the entire year on my Facebook page last night.
Oh, I did not read that. I'll have to go. Everybody go to that. Dixon's What's your Facebook page?
It's just me.
What's your Facebook page?
My personal Facebook page?
The one that you made the political, yeah.
On my personal Facebook page, which I'm not going to share on the podcast.
Oh, you can't share it. Oh, next. Okay.
I can. I just choose not to.
Nia Jax, we talked about that.
Nia Jax.
What a Braun Strowman. I've heard his name was James Ellsworth or Rob Matter. Do you know which one it was, Dixon? Have you ever seen him before?
His real name?
Yeah, well, his outside.
I have no idea. I know he was at one point considered the strongest American in the
world. He's a professional strongman. Yeah. He was a top dog. I don't know his real name though.
Who is a professional strongman?
Braun Strowman.
No, the dude he was going against, the jobber.
Oh, who?
Do you know his real name?
No, he works at AIW. He works for AIW and he wrestles as the Pretty Prince.
That's Pretty Prince. Love that dude. Brock Lesnar will return to Raw next week in Atlanta, and he will not be suspended because he's only a part-timer. So the drug tests don't go to part-timers, whatever. I guess. Speaking of suspensions.
I can start doing cocaine.
We talked about Reigns and Adderall. Jeff Hardy wants his final match to be against Undertaker at Mania, Hell in a Cell match. What do you guys want to see it?
Nope. I don't want to see Taker wrestle anymore.
No, I don't want to see either one of those dudes.
Not
again.
Really, either one.
Kurt Angle has been announced for a judge on The Rock's new promo contest on YouTube. So that'll be pretty cool to see those two guys together. Nope. They had some good promos together.
I hate Kurt Angle.
How do you like that? Him, Bogart, and freaking Dwayne in there.
I love Kurt Angle. Advertising industry publication Adweek has named John Cena one of the most popular celebrity influences on the annual creative.
After the
ESPYs. No doubt about it, man.
After the ESPYs, I mean, there's enough said right there.
He was awesome on the ESPYs.
He's golden train wreck, killer at the ESPYs.
GMA when he's hosting. Yeah.
He's doing the right thing.
And then he's doing the Teen Choice Awards here in a couple weeks, too. So he's all over the place.
And the Fandom Awards on MTV. He's got a presenting thing, too. The dude understands that it's time to transition. Yep. He's doing it the smart way.
And supposedly the rumors he's not going to be at the first pay-per-view that Shane announced in SmackDown. Yeah. Finn Balor turned 35 this week. It's surprising to a lot of people because, you know, a lot of people think he's young. Flo Rida will be performing a concert at SummerSlam for the benefit of the Connors Cure charity. Dude, I do not know what it is with WWE and Flo Rida. Like, you would think after that wrap-off that he had, who was it with? It was with, he was in the ring.
You know why we don't remember?
It was on Raw.
Because it wasn't that memorable.
Nah, dude, it was with Bo Dallas. It was with Bo Dallas. See, we remembered it. Oh. And Bo Dallas destroyed him. He destroyed him, dude.
See,
rewatch
see?
It.
See, you, but why even argue with him?
Just, white people.
Just next.
Just well, next. Listen, you know, I'm pro black. Dolph Ziggler will be covered the Republican National Convention for Fox Business, and now he's at the Democratic National Convention. Well, a lot of people like to know about what their wrestlers are doing. He's segueing out there as well. Simon Gotch was taken off TV because of the fight that he got in with Sin Cara, who
and
beat
lost,
him
by the
down.
Way.
Sin Cara destroyed him.
Fucking bum.
TMZ is reporting that Sonny has contacted the producers of the reality show Botched. You guys think I have a Rock corner. I'm going to have a Sonny corner here. As she's trying to get her nose repaired and then fix her weird bumps and liposuction.
I heard you can bang her for like $3.
Really? $3?
Yeah, like
three whole dollars.
Yeah.
Whole dollars. Yeah. Not change.
It can't be changed.
It's got to
be $2 and four quarters.
$3 bills.
Yo, this bitch, don't get me started
here.
Here
we go, see?
This is
we
what,
ain't got time for that.
Listen, this is why I put stuff in the news, because I want to hear this.
This bitch is a drug addict, drunk ass, putting people's lives at risk, driving around, three DUIs, putting Vince's money into rehab, and then bragging about the fact, like, Vince was paying $40,000 a week for me to be in rehab. You know what, bitch? How about this? Like, you only went to rehab because you were getting evicted from your apartment because you used all your porn money for drugs.
I'm in tears. Smoothies on his phone. I love these rants by Dixon.
I can't.
The official website for the independent presidential candidates, Gary Johnson and William Weld, have both Kane and X-Pac as celebrity endorsements. Would you put that on your page if you're running for president, X-Pac?
Whatever.
WWE recently uploaded some highlights from Stephanie McMahon's Facebook Q&A. She was basically saying overall that she makes the wrestler's face because of how heel she is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, exactly.
Keep drinking your own Kool-Aid, Steph.
Such a twat waffle.
What? A twat waffle?
She's a twat waffle.
What is a twat waffle?
Look it up.
It's a waffle. All right. A twat, bro. Can I get two of those with some blueberries on it, please? Orange no, jab waffle, on bro. Brock about the failed drug test on Sunday was actually written by the individual writer, but it's not known if Brock okayed it. So that was a jab.
Do you think they care? I don't give a shit.
Oh, God. Brock didn't okay this. Oh, my God. We're all going to die on Brock's hands.
Dude. Fuck out of here.
Brock is going to kill you now. SmackDown drew a 2.74 million down from 3.1 the week before. So it actually finished 10th. And now I had to go against the Democratic Convention, which was number one. So it finished number two, 1849 demo.
I still
demo.
Can't believe people are watching that bullshit.
But number 10. That's not good. If you're USA, listen, you're like, you're hoping the
yeah,
first one.
Yeah, but you're
one,
talking about Tuesday.
I hate
but,
you. You know you did two.
You're Dixon talking just, about Tuesday night. They got to go against a lot of things on Tuesday.
Dixon just tweeted me.
He didn't tweet you. He wrote it on a piece of paper.
I wrote it, but it's the tweet or the text. I hate you. Why don't you put a little emoji face on there about or a middle finger? Paige went on Instagram about Del Rio. Listen to this, because Dixon Del Rio is your boy. I feel content. I feel confident that I can do so much in the world. I got motivated back in the gym again because, come on, guys, I looked a little I was slacking. I want to work harder and achieve my future dreams and goals and current dreams and goals, and it's thanks to this man. Without this man picking me up and telling me everything is okay, I don't know where I'd be. He deserves all the happiness in the world.
Sounds
my best
like
friend,
her dad didn't
Mia
hug her
Moore,
enough.
Always going to need you in my life. Thank you for everything you've done for me. That's basically like, please don't leave me or I'm going to slit my wrist. Punk is got a new, he's shooting a documentary for Fox Sports while he's also training, so that should be interesting. Evolution of Punk. This is the short to last, Wade Barrett is doing a new movie post-WWE, Shut Up. And here's the other thing. Big match, Cody Rhodes versus Colt Cabana for the Heavy On Wrestling promotion. Dixon, take it off with the Cody Rhodes.
What do you mean?
We talked about this earlier. You were going to talk about Cody Rhodes. Stop writing. Do you want me to just sum it up?
No.
Dixon thinks Cody Rhodes.
I think Cody's going to end up in Ring of Honor. I think he's going to be their top star, and I think he's going to do it to shove it up Vince's ass. Like, yo, here's a company that does this pure professional wrestling, and you made me act like the Joker in Batman for 2 years, and 6 months of it was well beyond its expiration date, and you kept pushing me and pushing me into this thing. So here I am. I'm proving to you that, you know, I'm taking the Rhodes legacy, and I'm taking it to an updated new promotion where people actually appreciate the work rate at the end of the day. And not the dumb gimmicks and the retread gimmick that he borrowed from his brother.
As Dixon is giving you listeners wrestling insight, Smoothie is giving me gun violence pictures of a gun pointing to the head. Okay, a couple things.
Purple Rain coming out too.
Purple Rain debuted today in 1984. Love you, Prince. Purple Rain. Baller Sunday night. Check it out. The other thing. R-Truth released his official music video. Bring him back the old school.
Yo, you want
hip-hop.
Old school? Check out Banks and Grills. It's a song called Giant. It's actually worth listening to.
B-Show Wrestling at B-Show Wrestling on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Rate, subscribe.
Did you
review,
write all that down?
And here we go.
Did you write that down?
Yep. Great review. I actually wrote it. I didn't type it.
All right. We're out. Goodbye. Peace.